good evening, and welcome to another 2 hours of Jewish Soul Music. I'm your host, Charlie Bernhout. Almost every week, I try to bring you the best in cantorial and Yiddish and other kinds of music. Of course, last Monday night was Erev Tisha B'Av, and we were off the air. But it's good to be back and to know that many of you are out there tuning in. And I know a lot of you will be listening to this via the archives. So however you listen to it, welcome to the program. Tonight is an interesting special. Well, I say it's interesting, of course, because I did it. But this past Shabbos was the 25th Yahrzeit of the death of the great cantor David Koussevitzky. So this program will be a special that will feature several interviews and many of David's outstanding recordings. And during the first hour, there'll be an interview with cantor Yossi Malavani and cantor Robert Vaig. And during the second hour, there'll be an interview with David's daughter, Valerie Leibler, and Andrew Feynman. And in between, we'll be playing a lot of the wonderful, wonderful recordings. Today is Tu B'Av, and it's supposed to be a very happy day. We'll have to get to the happy music sometime in the future. Not right now, anyway. What did I want to tell you? This past Shabbos was Shabbos Nachamu. That was for consolation. And I guess it would be certainly appropriate to hear the great Ben Sion Shenker with his Nachamu, Nachamu Ami.
Nachamu, Nachamu Ami. Yoimar Eloikeichem Nachemu, Nachemu Ami. Yoimar Eloikeichem Dabiru Aleiv Yerushalayim Veki Nachemu, Nachemu, Ami, Yoimar, Eloikeichem. Nachemu, Nachemu, Ami, Yoimar, Eloikeichem. We dabi. Shalom, v'kiru eleha, ki mola tzeva, ki nirta ava. Keep flying, keep flying.
Oh, he's so terrific, isn't he? That is Bensian Shankar. And, you know, I was playing that. I was thinking about all the specials that I have to do. I'll be doing Label Waldman, Malavani, of course, Bensian Shankar. Many of you recall about 16 or 17 years ago, I did a special and I played Bensian Shankar when he was, I think, 9 or 10 years old. I have a recording of his. It'll be great to play that. Unfortunately, I have to tell you about the passing of another great cantor, Louis Danto, who was buried yesterday. His funeral was yesterday afternoon. And certainly I will, I was looking through my collection. I have a few hundred recordings of cantor Danto. Most of them are Chazanis, but many of them are non-Chazanis, and I will be preparing. That. Let's hear Cantor Danto, and the selection that I'll be playing is Shoma Vatismach Tzion. Okay, this is the late Cantor Louis Danto.
Okay. Yetzirlaim. Azaru ala tzadik. Azaru ala tzadik. Train life simcha, simcha, tzadikim b'asham, v'hodu l'zecher kodesho.
That was the late cantor Louis Harry Danto, who is laid to his rest yesterday. He was the cantor of Beth Emeth Synagogue in Toronto. And as many of you know, even since 1977, I still haven't become musically educated. It's very visceral for me. I hear something I like. I don't have the proper words to describe it, but there's something in his voice, a certain clarity and almost a certain mystical feeling in his voice that has always attracted me to him. And as I said, I will be playing, I will be doing a program sometime in the future dedicated to the late Louis Danto. Well, as I mentioned at the outset, this past Shabbos was the 25th Yahrzeit of the great cantor David Koussevitzky. And I'll start off with a selection, and then we'll get to Cantor Malavani. Let's hear Yismichu. Well, you know that's not Yismichu. Where did I go wrong there? Cut number three. This should be cut number three. Okay.
Yismichu b'malchus tov. Shomrei Shabbos ekarei onek. Shomrei Shabbos, Shomrei Shabbos, Ekorei Onek, Onek Shabbos. Shomrei Shabbos, Shomrei Shabbos, Ekorei Onek, Onek Shabbos. Amen.
Does it get any better than that? I just want to ask you, does it get any better than that? Well, this program is going to have a lot of good stuff. That was the great David Kusevitsky. I'm very pleased to have with me on the phone a dear friend, cantor Yossi Malavani, who was very well versed with the history of cantor David Kusevitsky, and he's going to share some of his thoughts with us. Good evening, Yossi.
Good evening, Charlie. Good evening.
And yes.
And listeners, too.
Thank you. It's 25 years this past Shabbos that the great David passed away.
Yep. Yeah, it's unbelievable how the time flies.
Yes, yes, for sure.
Of course.
For sure. Now, you knew him well.
I knew David very, very well. I was at his funeral. But of course I knew him extremely well, and he was my kind of chazan. Not only that he was a fantastic cantor, a fantastic chazan, but he was a musician too. And this is exactly what appeals to me in terms of the completeness of a chazan, who should not only sing, but know what he's doing, knowing the nusach well, analyze it, and he also used to teach cantorial music and nusach. So certainly, although age-wise I could have been, of course, his son, but very, very much I liked him.
What was your relationship with him?
Well, the first time I met David was when I was a cantor in London. He came for a concert, and I remember it was in a movie house in the area called Hampstead. Of course, the place was packed. Remember, we are talking about, I don't know, 36, 37, 38 years ago, something like that. So it's a long time ago. He was in great shape. In fact, I was quite stunned because he changed his style of singing. when he was a young man, he always used to give and give and give. In the concert, I heard a lot of mezzo voce, lot of piano singing, and only when he got all excited, then of course he gave the chazones. And that was something that, of a surprise, because that's not what I expected. But of course, he was very exciting. I went to visit him. He was staying with some family of his, because his wife, Pat, was from London, so she had a large family in London, and I made an appointment to see him. He was curious because he told me at that time that he already heard about me. It was the beginning of my career. And immediately I moved into music and chazones, and he said, oh, we spoke Yiddish, by the way. And then we moved to English, but mostly Yiddish. Oh, younger man, du kennst doch Musik, you know chazones, you know. So he wanted to know who I was and where did I come from and who was my Rebbe and all that stuff. Mm-hmm. And since then, I remained very, very friendly with him. And then, of course, when we came to America, to the Fifth Avenue Synagogue 36 years ago, I immediately contacted him, and I used to see him, used to go to his apartment in Brooklyn, and we spoke on the phone, and he gave me a lot of tips at the beginning in terms of how to present the chazones in today's synagogue in America. So there was a very close relationship.
Of course, he was part of the famous four Koussevitzky brothers, and that was such an exciting thing that the four brothers were so wonderful.
Well, you know, I don't know if you know or if the listeners know, Moshe Koussevitzky ran away from Warsaw during the beginning of the uprising, and he went to Russia and disappeared. Nobody knew, and they all thought that he was not alive. David, Simcha, and Jacob Koussevitzky and the mother were all in London. Each of them had a shul in London. And David was the cantor of the Hendon Synagogue, which is a very Jewish area. David, when they discovered that Moshe was alive, and immediately as the war was over, Moshe went to Warsaw, made a bigger score, and then made his way to London. He came without music. He had no music. He had nothing with him. And David sat down and wrote all his repertoire, both for concerts and compositions for choir and chazan. Yes. At that time, you didn't have too many books, and you didn't have copy machines. Everything had to be done by hand. And David was the one who did it. I remember David told me all about it, and I even remember Moshe when I was a teenager, when he came to Israel, and I went to his rehearsals. He says, "Oh, yeah, I need David here, because David writes the music quickly for me."
Interesting.
That was the story with David. Interesting also, I don't know if you know, the chazan in the United Synagogue, which is the Orthodox synagogal body in England, every chazan, not today anymore, but in those years, had to read the Torah. So one Shabbat the rabbi read, the other Shabbat the chazan.
Oh.
So I asked him, I remember I said to him, so Chazan Koussevitzky, how did you manage vocally? He says, I would not mind doing it, because if it enhances the position of a chazan vis-a-vis the synagogue, then it has to be done. Today, when you talk to chazanim, they all pride themselves that they don't sing much and they don't have to daven all the time. He was the opposite, and that was a great teaching to me too, because I was at the beginning of my career, and although I did not have to learn, thank goodness, because it's hard,
yes.
But he did it. On Mondays and Thursdays, almost each time he used to read the Torah, and then the davening, of course. The davening was exciting, and people used to come and hear him all the time. As they came here in Brooklyn, in London, it was the same thing.
Well, yes, it's hard to believe that 25 years have gone by.
I cannot believe it. I was, of course, at his funeral, and I remember his wife, Pat, who was so dedicated to him. She was really beside herself. He died really a young man on the operating table.
Wow.
He had some heart problems. And I don't know exactly what the nature of the heart problem mm-hmm. was, but on the operating table he died. And that sent such a shock all over the world, because he was... Simcha was still alive. Simcha was older, but he was in Cape Town. But it sent a shock everywhere. David Kusevitsky, the cousin, David Kusevitsky, the mensch, David Kusevitsky, the artist, David Kusevitsky, the teacher, the mentor, just a lovely, lovely person besides being a great cousin.
Well, that's certainly a compliment.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Yes. Well, Yossi Molavani, thank you so much for sharing these thoughts with us, and we look forward to a special that's planned for you to come on the program, and I look forward to that.
Anytime for you, Charlie, anytime, and it's so wonderful that you are commemorating the 25th Yahrzeit of David. I can tell you that in my synagogue last Shabbat, on the Yahrzeit in the afternoon, I made a special askore for him.
Wow.
His name was David Ben Avigdor.
Mm-hmm.
David Ben Avigdor, and anybody who wants to make a score for him, even if it's not exactly on the day, a couple of days after that, doesn't matter, do it.
Okay.
He deserves it, and people should talk about him and listen to him and study from his chazones.
Thank you.
Okay, Charlie, all the best to you and best to all your listeners all over the world.
Thank you, Yossi. We'll be in touch.
Okay.
Okay, shalom.
Bye.
Well, that was an interview with cantor Yossi Molavani, and what was interesting, you know, I had looked up when David was born in 1911, and he died in 1985, which is a little scary, which means that I am the same age, 74 years old. It's too young. I feel as if I'm only 50, but I'm at the age of 74, to know that he passed away is very sobering. Okay, let's hear a couple of selections before we get to the next interview. This is a famous selection that many of you will recognize. It's his Kaddish.
Is Kaddash
Yeah.
That was the classic Kaddish, and the next selection that we'll hear is a classic of his. This will be, let me just make sure I have the right one coming up. This is Mizratza Barachamim.
Mizratza Barachamim, Mizpayos Besachanunim, Mizpayos Misrat berachamim, mispayes besachanunim, yisrat veyispayes. Srace vi spaje se dolonji, ne dolonji. Jej, moj zel,
That was Mizratza Barachamim, and I imagine that some of you who are not too familiar with the great cantor David Kusevitzky, it's a sort of an eye-opener for you, because I know many of you are familiar, obviously, with the other brothers, particularly Moshe, but he was really a classic, wasn't he? If you tuned in a little late, this is Charlie Bernhardt with 2 hours of Jewish soul music, and this is a special in honor or commemorating the 25th Yahrzeit of a cantor, David Kusevitzky. It was this past Shabbos. I'm very pleased to have with me a dear friend, cantor Bobby Vague, who knew David Kusevitzky and was a great fan of all the Kusevitzkys. Good evening. How are you, Robert?
Good, Baruch Hashem. I'm glad Tisha B'Av is over, and we look forward to Mashiach coming soon, so we can hear the Kusevitzkys again.
Well, it's hard to believe this past Saturday was the 25th anniversary since your Yahrzeit.
It's truly almost like yesterday that I was in Emmanuel, and we'd go to a Hanukkah concert, or for Slichus, or other things. Bear in mind, I lived in Borough Park, and Moshe Kusevitzky was on 48th and 15th, and David Kusevitzky was on 14th Avenue, 49th Street. You could truly, you know, they have an expression in Yiddish that mechanisch tanzen auf zwei chasnas, meaning that you cannot dance on two occasions at the same time.
Right.
But I got to tell you, there's one exception. If you lived in Borough Park, you were able to go to Kusevitzky for Shachris and David Kusevitzky for Musaf. Or you'd be able to go to Slichus to David Kusevitzky at 10 o'clock, who was finished by 12, and believe me, the shul was packed with not only regular people, but the Hasidim all came and sat upstairs in the back of the women's gallery. And at 12 o'clock, David Kusevitzky would be finished and would have a reception. And the people then would go to Moshe, who started approximately 12:30.
Wow, that was
something. You went from Slichus from 10 o'clock from David till about 2:30 in the morning with Moshe.
Those were the days, huh?
Those were the days. You're never ever going to hear something like that again.
Well, I guess. So tell us a little bit about your relationship with David.
Well, I knew David for a long time because, A, I lived in Borough Park, and B, you know, unusual Shabbosim that Moshe was, as you know, I sang in a choir with Moshe, and I was quite friendly with him. And usually on Shabbos afternoon, in the late afternoon, Moshe lived on 15th Avenue and 49th Street, and David lived on 50th, I think, 50th between 15th and 16th. And in the afternoon, sometimes I had a very good friend of mine, Bernie Hannes, who was one of the soloists in the Ben Friedman Choir, along with myself. And we would spend the afternoon with Moshe's granddaughter, who would also come in for Shabbosim with Moshe. And we would go over to Shmuz, and Moshe would be there, and David would a lot of times come over in the afternoon, and we'd all just sit around and chat. It was really a very, very, you know, interesting thing. And what was really great is, like, you know, after Shabbos was over, Moshe would sometimes pull out a record, one of his old RCAs, put it on, and he would look at David and say, "No, David, can't sit this 10? He would say to David, "Can you do that?" And David would open his mouth up and start singing the piece. It was really, really funny.
Wow. Wow.
I want to tell you a very, very funny story about David. First of all, I want to tell you that David Kusvitsky was perhaps certainly one of the greatest chazanim ever. Certainly, I think some people think he was in the shadow of Moshe, only because Moshe sang Beth El and David was more in the conservatory, that Moshe had much more exposure. But David was by far a much better composer, probably composed much more compositions, and I'm talking about original compositions from beginning to end than Moshe did. Moshe was a great, great, you want to call him a curator or a creator or a modifier. Moshe would take a piece that was written by somebody 40 years ago that made it to nowhere, and he would take the piece and make, you know, a monument out of it, like Chebon Beis HaMikdash was written by Israel Shore, and I got to tell you what to do with that. Vishlam Ircha, which was a piece by him and David, both claimed they wrote it, and I don't have to tell you what to do with that. Misratza Barachman, which I mentioned on one of my articles by Moshe, was actually recorded three different times by Moshe, and I happened to hear the original by mistake on some radio program of a guy singing the piece, and it sounded like Misratza. And believe it or not, it was Misratza Barachman, but it had no reflection as to what Moshe Kusvitsky did with it. David would write pieces like V'chol Achayim, Brich Shemei, Yiskadal, I mean, pieces that he wrote his own Misratza Barachman, his Haskivenu. I mean, he composed pieces from beginning to end. He was by far, a far superior composer than almost any chazan in our generation, except for maybe Yossel Rosenblatt and Quarton, maybe. But another very funny story that I'll never forget is that David Kusvitsky would finish davening in Emmanuel before Moshe. Moshe, as I told you, would go on to 2 o'clock in the afternoon. And on some occasions, you know, Moshe's mother was yet alive when Moshe was in shul, and she would come with Bernice and listen to her son. And on several occasions, I remember after I finished, I guess it happened while I was singing in the choir and also afterwards, David Kusvitsky would come into Bethel while Moshe was up to the middle of Musaf, and he would walk all the way to the front of the shul, sit in the very first front bench, and naturally people would start whispering, and Moshe was wondering what's whispering, you know, because he did not allow people talking while he davened. If people talked while he davened, he just stopped. But interesting enough, David would walk in, Moshe would turn around, take a one good look at David, give him a smile, and then before you knew it, he would start singing Modim or some great composition, and then he would turn around and give David like another smile. This one was for you.
Interesting. Now, I understand that you produced a couple of recordings of David.
Well, I'll tell you, as you know, that I have one of the biggest collections probably in the world, and most chazanim, my good friends, Benzion Miller, Malavani, Moshe Stern, in fact, have called me many times after Ollie Hirschfeld calls me all the time for a lot of my collection, private collection that I have, which is mostly live recordings. I'm not talking about my records I have, but live recordings.
Yes.
And for many, many years, I produced many recordings on Moshe Kuzovitsky. I never did one for Dovid, and I really felt miserable about it. But a year ago, 2 years ago, I had several live concerts from Dovid, and you know other live davenings from Dovid, like Amara that he did in Chaim Berlin. But one of the most fantastic tapes that I had was a Shachar's davening midweek. It was for Yom HaTzmaut Tel Aviv in 1952, 1953, with an all-male choir. And David Kuczynski davened Shachris and sang a full Hallel. And I must tell you that very, very few people in the world have had it, have heard it. And it was something very unusual because how many people or how often did you get a chance to hear David Kuczynski live on Yom HaTzmaut, davening a weekday Shachris, which is very difficult, and a full Hallel? It was rare, and the quality was very, very good. I spoke to Naftali Hershtik, who begged me. He said, "Robbie, you must put this out. It's something the world would so appreciate because there's nothing like it." And I spoke to Ben-Zion Miller, and I spoke to Malavani, and I spoke to Moshe Stern, and they all finally convinced me at a great cost of several thousands of dollars. I had Mendy Werdiger do the production for it, and he helped me out with some of the other things with it. It was remastered a little bit also to bring the quality up to snuff. And lo and behold, we came up with it took two CDs to put on the entire Shachris and Hallel.
Wow.
And believe it or not, I think it's underpriced. But, you know, Mendy Werdiger is a genius in the business. I don't have to tell you, but one CD sells for $15. And currently, these two CDs in a beautiful DVD kind of case is selling at $20.
At all the Jewish bookstores.
It's at Eichler's, it's at Multi Music. You can get it on multimusic.com and order it. But, I mean, the compositions he sings there, besides pieces that you never hear on Shabbos, because the week they're davening, he starts from Yishtabach, and he goes all the way through Hallel, and then he sings the most magnificent Kilekach Tov when they put away the Sefer Torah of Nuchu Yoma. Something that I got to tell you, I've heard David sing many times on Shabbos, and he would never sing that composition. I'm telling you, the davening took two CDs full, and whoever has heard it has called me up to thank me for putting it out.
Well, I tell you,
I think that was my tribute to David Kuczynski.
Robbie, I would like to perhaps play one or two selections of that in the future, but many of the people who are listening now saw this article. I'm not a fan of the New York Times, but this past week there was a wonderful article about Mendy Werdiger and how remastered three CDs of Yosler Rosenblatt, and I had the honor of giving him many of my original old 78s for him to use. So maybe we're starting something here. I know that there's been a great response for the Yosler Rosenblatt recordings, and I'm sure listeners hearing this fact that these CDs of Dovid are available, hopefully that they will be looking for them in the Jewish bookstores or over the Internet.
Bear in mind that on Dovid Kuczynski, besides there's one live concert that was recorded in his shul that they put out as a memorial, whatever you want to call it, there's never been anything out on the market live on Dovid Kuczynski as far as the davening is concerned.
Right.
Everything has been done in the studio. And I don't have to tell you, Charlie, you know me long enough, and I've been a chazan for like forever. And, I grew up with chazanis. This Moshe Kuczynski would always tell people, don't judge a chazan at a concert. If you want to know if the guy is really a chazan, go hear how he davens.
Right.
Chazan is a chazan at the Amid. A concert, it's wonderful. You know, you have a lot of great talent out there who I say sometimes they're great, but they're record players. You know, they sing beautiful compositions, and they're fantastic, but you can put on the original record and hear it.
Yes.
But one thing you can't do is you can't put a chazan in the shul on a record. You have to listen to a chazan in the shul at the Amid. And that's where you really know if he is or he isn't a chazan.
For sure. for sure.
I'm not saying it's derogatory, God forbid. No one should ever think I'm putting down a chazan that seems beautiful on a record. But, you know, chazanis is in the shul. Chazanis is the feeling of a person davening for the people, to the Rabbana Shalom, for help and for needs and everything else. And that's not what a concert does. That's only what a chazan does at the Amid.
Yeah, the neshama really comes out in
that's
the shul.
That's correct.
For sure.
You know, they used to ask certain chazanim, you know, I don't want to mention anybody's names, but, you know, they might not have been the most righteous people in the world, but when they got to daven, they were like, you'd cry and tear. And someone would once say to this chazan, said, you know, I know you're not the biggest tzaddik in the world, but how do you do this? How do you daven like this? I'm in tears. He answered him. He says, listen, let me explain to you something. He says, when I get up to the Amid, there is nothing on my mind other than what's in front of me, which is Hashem Yisbarach, which is God, who I'm davening for.
Hmm. Interesting. Well, Cantor Veig, thank you so much for sharing these thoughts with us. And this is a special, as I mentioned, commemorating the 25th Yahrzeit of the great David Koussevitzky. And Robbie, we look forward to hearing more from you. We have some plans for you in the future, but thanks again for joining us.
Very good. Have a good night.
Okay, shalom. That was Cantor Robert Veig, and his two-set CD, Tefila David, was a daily morning service, Shachris with Hallel, and it is available in all of the Jewish bookstores, particularly mostly music, and it can be gotten there online. So maybe we're starting something, and well, we got to get more of David's recordings out there. I hope that this program will help foster that. Have time perhaps for two more shorter selections. This is the classic Hama Avir, Bonov, the great David Koussevitzky. You're saying that's the first time you ever heard David Koussevitzky? Well, now you've heard him, and now you know why he was considered one of the greats along with his brothers. This is Charlie Bernhard, hoping that you enjoyed the first hour of 2 hours of Jewish soul music. And by the way, if you want to have any comments or requests, you can email me. Obviously, you're at the computer, cbjmusic@aol.com, cbjmusic@aol.com. And in the background, we hear, you know, that's my theme music for the Chazanis, and it's certainly appropriate that his brother, Moshe, is singing Sheyibone Beis HaMikdash. Sheyibone Beis HaMikdash.